Scarborough, makes perfect sense the SCOTUS leak came from the right. By Trent Baker on May 4, 2022. MSNBC Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough doubled down on suggesting the leak of the Supreme Court's draft opinion overturning the Roe v. Wade ruling was from someone on the right. Scarborough argued that the right-wing noise machine always churns into overdrive when the U.S. Supreme Court comes into play about topics like abortion, which is why he said so many Republicans had accused someone on the left of being the leaker. You see, the right-wing noise machine always churns into overdrive, always, Scarborough explained. By the way, I've just got to say, a compassion abortion policy for Rick Scott, Lindsey Graham and the Republican Party. When you have all of these states that are actually going to have no exceptions for rape, no exceptions for incest, no exceptions for the health, mental health, of the mother. I mean, it's shocking. They're talking about compassion. No. They always kick into overdrive whenever the subject of the U.S. Supreme Court comes into play, especially abortion. And they move quickly to shift the blame from Monday's Supreme Court leak on those crazy people on the left. The Wall Street Journal editorial page suggested it was enraged Democrats leaking the document for political gain in November, he added. What a plodding nonsensical argument on so many levels. Wouldn't it actually be better if anybody actually knows how politics works at the Wall Street Journal editorial page to let the opinion come out closer to the election? Have it, so the story's not about the leak. The story's actually about this radical decision, and it's later in the summer. It's closer to the elections, and it motivates people that much more. Of course, that makes perfect sense. But, of course, there is nothing that made sense about right-wingers' arguments yesterday. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.